Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. My name is Empress Chi, and we're bringing you another special edition this week. We have really gotten into, shall we say, a mode of transition and transformation, as one may say. And what that means is that we are revamping our show. We had hoped to have it ready for you this week, but as it turns out, it will not be ready until next Saturday. And at that time, we're going to kind of introduce to you some of our new formatting, some of our new programming. What I can definitely tell you is that we, meaning the Million Women March and Its Movement, is now ready to go to the next level, as we say. And that means we are going to be even more proactive, more aggressive, if some may say, in what it is we have been doing and plan to do. Recently, we realized that we have to kind of up the ante, because the reality is that the nature of things have certainly increased in terms of just how situations can and do occur to make things even more complicated. In realizing that, we know that we have to begin to plan and to put things in motion accordingly, and so that is exactly what we're going to do. Today I had the opportunity to go to an event that was here in Philadelphia, and upon observing that event, it became very clear that, it's time to activate some of the things that we've been talking about here at New Day Resurrection Liberation, but also to activate some other types of things that we haven't really talked about that much and will now do so. Next week, we'll begin that process. But in the meantime, what we'd like to do is let you all know that the Black Women's Defense League is really getting ready to launch a very powerful campaign. Of course, you've heard us talk recently, or previously rather, about the National Campaign for the Elimination of Violence and Abuse of Our Women and Girls. Well, it has been decided that we are really going to begin to hit the streets, go into the communities throughout this country, and make sure that this issue is one that is going to be talked about, is going to be looked at closer, is going to be taken a bit more seriously. And the other thing, too, that we realize is that our sisters really have to become more involved in building real sisterhood. There is not the type of, I don't want to say organization, but certainly operations that consist of our sisters that is really representing and doing the kinds of things that need to be done on a national level in this country. That, too, is, again, something that the Million Woman March and its movement now is going to be very adamant about and very serious in building and creating. And, again, next week, we're going to begin providing for you and bringing to you how we really would like our sisters to get involved. Next Friday, there's going to be a session here in Philly that is going to be geared to Little Sisters, which is one of our components. It's known as Little Sisters, and it's for girls from 7 to 17. Well, we'll be at a community meeting next Friday, and that meeting will focus on the issue of girls, our girls who are involved in destructive behavior, and particularly in this case dealing with the issue of what some call bullying. We recently had a situation here in Philadelphia where a 17-year-old little sister was jumped by several other young black females, and in being jumped was also tasered 3 times. This little sister, young sister, at 17 years old, also has the sickle cell traits, and unfortunately, the tasering triggered a seizure. These are young girls who, for whatever reason, decided that whatever went down, that it was best for them to jump on this one girl. Well, our position is, why do we continue to wait for the system to address these situations? Why do we wait for the juvenile officers or whatever they're called to address these concerns? Well, sisters, our women, our girls are at a point where we've got to begin to address these issues ourselves. And so this is exactly what we're going to do. So on Friday, if you're in the Philadelphia area, this is the first of several community meetings and forums that is going to specifically address our concerns and the various matters that are existing as it pertains to young girls. Right now we're focusing on, again, the ages of 7 and 17, and we're going to talk about why are we beginning to see this type of behavior all over the country where young girls are literally saying anything out their mouths, doing anything, you know, being extremely promiscuous and so forth and so on. Where is the group of women who will say to them, sisters, no? Who and what group of women are going to say to them, let me show you the way, or let me show you a way? Where's that? And so we know that that now has to be developed. And not to say there are not sisters doing those types of things all over the country, but to have a program, to have something that is consistent, to have something that can be looked at, duplicated, and continued with growth and development, we do not have that. And it's not being applied on a national level. That, too, is what we are now going to do. So, again, for Women's History Month, our first show, which will be next Saturday at 3, I'm sorry, not at 3, it's March the 3rd is what I meant, but again at 10:30 p.m., we're going to begin to introduce more about the Black Women's Defense League, but we'll also get everyone prepared for this year's Men and Women March Convention, as well as getting ready to go to Africa. Because there are several things that are happening simultaneously. One, the issues and the work that is relevant to being here in the North American region, but also we're talking about and looking at how we have to now build a global sisterhood internationally, worldwide, throughout the diaspora, and have it to focus on some very specific kinds of things. So we'll be sharing that information with you next week. We hope that our sisters will now be inclined to join an organization, for lack of a better word, but certainly a society with nation-building tendencies, to join it, to become a part of it, to really engage in such a way that is going to unite in what we call in a practical unity type of setting and modality. It is so important that our women, that our sisters, begin to apply themselves to something that is truly about and for African women and girls, along, of course, with the other things that we are so involved in and should be and will be. But what are we involved in that is specifically about us? Well, that time has come, and now we're going to move forward in that type of mindset. So next week, 10:30, we will begin a new journey, a kind of what we call a new dawning, a truly new day, in bringing about now a type of strategy that is now to escalate the work that we've already accomplished, but now to make certain that the victories are not only closer at hand, but that they are, in fact, irreversible. So, again, we look forward to connecting with you next week. We will be back at 10:30, our regular time, and we will have a pretty lengthy program for you. A lot of good information that we'll be sharing with you. We will have an open line and a chat room, but also we're going to have something we think that is going to be not only very important, but very insightful when you begin to hear how it is we are moving forward in building now the Numa'ati Society and, of course, the Universal Million Woman Movements. Well, that's going to be it for this evening. Again, we will be back next week. We would like for you to, of course, join us again on Friday. That will be March the 2nd. We'll be at the Tustin Recreation Center, which is located at 59th and Columbia Avenue in West Philadelphia, right near Overbrook High School. We'll be there from 6:30 to 8:30, and the topic, the issue, is going to be to talk about why we are now confronted with this thing that we're now seeing with young girls, their behavior, their conduct or misconduct. Why is this happening, and what are we? What must we do about it? We're going to discuss that. We're going to also sit down with young sisters, young girls, and talk with them directly about what it is they're feeling, thinking, what it is they may want to do. And with that said, we're going to map out what it is we're going to do. So you can look forward to a report on Saturday from our meeting on Friday. Again, it is the first of several that will now happen. And we plan to take this type of concept on the road. We plan to bring this idea to other cities. Now, also joining us for next week is going to be Sister Ma'ati from Trenton, New Jersey, who works very closely with the anti-violence groups in Trenton, and of course we're going to be talking about the violence and abuse of our women and girls, and we're going to be talking to another sister who does work again with youth in around the issue of violence and particularly as it pertains to bullying. Again, that's going to be one of the topics for next week, and we hope that you will tune in and join in and share whatever information you may have in regards to that topic. That's just one of many topics that we will discuss, but certainly we're going to shed some real light on what it is that is happening all over the country with our girls. It's deeper than you think, because there are some things that are happening that certainly are not being discussed as to why some of these girls have come together and decided to jump other girls. We're going to go a little into that, too. So please join us next week, same time, sort of, but again at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We invite you to tune in. You will be getting e-blast if you are on our e-list, as well as our texting. We will resume that next week as well. So we're going to sign out for tonight, and until next week, I guess we can start off as we usually do, which is, of course, by saying Ma'at Hotep. We didn't say that earlier, and of course, we definitely wish you much peace and much justice, and we move forward in that same realm to secure, to obtain, to maintain justice and peace. So we say Ma'at Hotep. And until next week, this is Empress Chi. And again, we remind you that we will be black next week, next Saturday at our regular time, 10:30 p.m. And joining us will be Sister Ma'ati, is one of our sisters who will be joining us for the dialogue, as well as Sister Christina, who is also from the Trenton area and will again be joining us for the dialogue. We may be having a special program later on in this week, because there are two press conferences that are, in fact, planned, well, not press conferences, but press briefings and community briefings, to officially announce our plans for this year's Million Women March activities, as well as for our reunion that we are planning for next year. We will know maybe tomorrow if, in fact, we're going to cover some of that on Tuesday and Wednesday. Either way, we'll have a report for you on Saturday. So again, until next week, this is Empress Chi, and I'm going to sign out for now and remind all of you that I leave you with the idea of not only respect and love, but certainly of Ma'at Hotep. And with that said, I leave you, as I always do, in the spirit of Ma'at Hotep, in the spirit of justice.